Be calm, Tamar's on.
Welcome to Tamar Talk, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, it's your girl, Ashley Tamar. And of course, this is the Author and Ashley segment with my fabulositous husband, Arthur. Y'all welcome, Arthur, to the Author and Ashley segment.
What it do? What's going on?
I'm on the road and you've got to give us all the tidbits. What happened with the Saints and with the Vikings? Who's going so close to the Super Bowl?
So did you see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it. So you're about to give me all updates.
No. I need you to watch the video.
Okay, I watched the video, but I mean, you know, I still need to know, like, the blow-by-blow. Like, how did this happen with the Vikings going home to play in their hometown during Super Bowl? What is going on?
Well, you know, it's a good game. You know, they did well. They did what they were supposed to do, come home and win a playoff game. So that was cool, but it was just a dramatic fashion in which they lost tonight. That was just crazy.
Tell us about it.
It was a hard fought contest. It got down to the final few plays of the fourth quarter. I wonder if Drew Brees could pull magic out of his hat, lead them down to the final, I guess you would say, possession of the game. How can I say it? So Minnesota kicked the field goal midway through the fourth quarter, put them up by two. The Saints came back and scored, put them up. And then Minnesota got the ball back, and then they went back up again. And so Drew Brees got the ball back with a minute and 34 left in the game. And so they're looking like, okay, all they needed was field goal range. It was one timeout left. And they were like, okay, the wily veteran still has too much time left on the clock. He's a beast. That's just too much time for someone like him and as experienced as he is. So he did his thing. He drove them down, got them into field goal range, kicked the field goal, and they were up by 1 point. And at this time, Minnesota had no more timeouts left. When the field goal was made, it was 25 seconds left, and that's it. So all the Saints had to do was pretty much get a few tackles, keep them inbounds from stopping the clock, and the game is over. So the Saints kicked the ball off to them, and then Minnesota got the ball. First play of the drive, it was a holding call or a false start or something against the offense. They backed them up. So they hiked the ball on the first and 20 play, and the Saints got to them, made them cough it up. It was an incomplete pass. And during this time, the commentators, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, all say, you know, giving Drew Brees his props and looking forward to next week. It's about 20 seconds, 19 seconds left of the clock. Second down and about 15. He takes the ball, throws it again, and he catches someone, but it was incomplete. So it's like third down and about 15 seconds left of the clock. And so they try another pass, and same thing, incomplete pass. They got to Case Keenum, the Vikings quarterback. Incomplete pass. So now people are falling out of the stands. It's 10 seconds left. It's not enough time. They only down by 1 point. If they could have gotten in field goal range, it would have been tough to get off a field goal considering the clock still ticking. But, you know, it's pretty much over. 10 seconds left. Even if they complete the pass, all the Saints have to do is keep the wide receiver inbounds. Game's over. So, Case Keenum drops back. Last play of the game, 10 seconds left. Saints, all you do is tackle the guy, keep him in bounds. Case throws it toward the sideline, just still trying to stop the clock, toward his receiver, Stephon Diggs. Well, the defensive player that's holding Stephon Diggs goes immediately at his legs because Stephon Diggs jumps high for the reception and is trying to catch the ball and make sure he lands in bounds and then gets out of bounds. But while he's in midair, the defensive player dives at his legs with his head down and doesn't see where the receiver's legs is and completely misses his legs just missed his legs. The receiver came down like, what? I didn't get tackled? After the dude dove at his legs, he ended up on the ground. All the receiver had to do was turn around, and he sprinted 40 yards for the touchdown, and they lost. The Saints lost. The Vikings beat them on this dramatic play. It was just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Tell me about this Case Keenum guy, because, you know, I think about things all the time, and I get deep, and I try not to, but I'm very encouraged by his story. What's his story?
Okay. So Case Keenum went to the University of Houston, go H-Town. Okay, and when he was in college, he was actually a Heisman candidate, but he didn't get it. Case Keenum, to this day, you can Google it, he holds all of the quarterback records for college, in the history of college, babe. Right now, you can look it up. He has most yards thrown, most completed passes, most touchdowns thrown by a quarterback. He has all the records for quarterbacks for passing, whether it's D1, D3. He has all of the records. And he got overlooked in the draft. He didn't get picked up. This is maybe about 6 years ago. And so he's always been a guy that's been trying to make teams. And the reason he didn't get drafted because he didn't have big stature. He wasn't a big 6'4 quarterback. He's more around Drew Brees' height, 6 feet, 6'1. So he had all those records, but they still didn't, you know, he wasn't highly recruited, or, you know, he wasn't drafted high. He wasn't looked at as a NFL quarterback, but just because of his height, regardless of what his records were. So he's been a journeyman. He's been making practice squads. And one of the first places he ended up was with the Texans. The Texans gave him a run about 2 years ago. We had all of our quarterbacks go down. They picked him up. He came in, he actually balled. We didn't really win anything, but he came in and balled. He always had great numbers, but we still weren't successful. So they cut him. And so he went from there to the Rams, was on the Rams practice team. And it's funny that the player he's actually quarterback that he's actually facing next week for the Eagles, both of them were quarterbacks for the Rams a year ago. So that's so funny. And but Case Keenum got to start last year. They drafted a rookie called Jared Goff for the LA Rams. He went down hurt. They called him Case Keenum. Case Keenum was the backup. So he got some run last year. So Case Keenum been this journeyman, drifting around a little bit, making practice teams, third string. So now he's getting an opportunity to shine because the same situation presented itself in Minnesota. They lost their starting quarterback. The backup got hurt. They picked up Case Keenum. And they picked him up midseason. And since midseason, he's been balling. And so they had to make a decision going into the playoffs. They had both quarterbacks healthy in front of him, the starter and the backup, but they decided to let Case Keenum get the start for the playoffs. So that's his story. And he actually won. And so it would be such a big, big, big deal if they win next week against the Eagles. And I'm actually rooting for him because this will be the first time ever. The first time ever in NFL history that a team will play in its home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Well, this is the This is the Arthur and Ashley segment. So Ashley's about to talk. And I think it's encouraging myself, and I hope it's encouraging you, and I hope it's encouraging all of the listeners. This word of the day, I guess, will be journeyman, because when my husband was telling me about this story, I really got empowered and inspired by Case Keenum, because we all have been there where, and some of us may not have been there, but we do have things on our resume and, you know, things that we know we're good at, and we keep going from job to job, or for me, audition to audition. You know what you can do regardless of what your resume says. And it just takes that timing. And I feel like his story, shouts out to Case Keenum. We're sending all of our love and well wishes, especially us Texans, your way, because your story is just encouraging in itself. Even if you guys do not get to the Super Bowl, you have done something I'm sure a lot of young kids and hopefully a lot of people are teaching and talking about your story, like the Arthur and Ashley segment is on the Tamar Davis Show. So thanks, babe, for giving me that information. You guys, this is really how me and my husband talk. Like, we talk like this all the time. This is just not normal.
But I'm not done. I'm not done yet, though.
Oh, God. Are you? I'm not done. Okay.
Okay. So, because you kind of glazed over the even if you said even if he doesn't make the Super Bowl, you kind of blame.
It will be the first in history. I heard it. That is big.
If what? If what?
It'll be the first.
He has to win next week, though.
No,
yeah,
it'll because be every for them to get to Super Bowl, it would have to. They will have to win, and it will be the first in history if the Vikings do play in Minnesota in their hometown, in their home dome. Or whatever, yep. That will be the first. Yep. I think either way, his story by itself and then the team as a whole, if they make it that far, kudos. And it's in my kind of like my second home, Minnesota, where a lot of things popped off. It's a great city. So I'm sending my love to, Minnesota. I'm a little biased, but I think there's Minnesota, it's going to be lit in the snow.
Yeah. And look, another thing too, though. AFC Championship, NFC Championship. The only one that's coming with a big name is Tom Brady.
Right.
Watch this, babe. This is another great one. Case Keenum is going to play another. Like, remember I said the quarterback he's going to face next week was a guy that was on the bench with the LA Rams last year. Remember I said that?
Right.
He got picked up. But guess how he got in this starting position? The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback who was lined up to be the MVP, and he still might get it. He still might get the MVP. His name is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz got hurt 2 games before the season was over with.
Wow.
And this quarterback that won the playoff game yesterday, it's just his second game started.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's some journeyman situations going on here. So Case Keenum is a journeyman playing against this Nick. It's Nick Foles. Nick Foles is the quarterback for the Eagles. He just started to start the last regular season game, or maybe the game before. And they were saying like, "Oh, the Eagles are going to be one and done." Carson Wentz was the reason they were winning. He was the MVP of the season. All of a sudden, now Nick Foles get a chance to lead the Eagles. Because the Eagles has never won a Super Bowl. The Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. And guess who the other team is? Jacksonville. Jacksonville has never won it. So there's four teams. That's three out of the four teams, three teams that are playing next week have never won a Super Bowl.
Wow.
So in their team history. And then they're all like first-time quarterbacks in these situations with some journeyman stories. Except the one in Jacksonville. He's just been trash, I'll be honest with you. He's just stepping up. And he's actually from our conference. He beat the Texans. So he plays the Patriots next week. Jacksonville plays the Patriots next week, and the Eagles play Minnesota. So that's all of the drama surrounding the NFL playoffs.
Wow. Well, once again, you guys, it's the Arthur Ashley segment on the Tamar Davis Radio Show. Thank my husband for giving us this great insight and his outlook on football. And at the same time, we've all been encouraged by this journeyman thing. I don't know. This is my first time hearing about this word. So I hope you guys are adding it into your vocabulary and knowing that you too, if you are a journeyman, your story will eventually have its happy ending if you just keep at it. Right, baby? Is that what you would agree
oh,
with?
Oh, no, baby. You are meant to be in the Super Bowl, baby. You just keep going. I love you. Your tenacity. Don't feel like you're being overlooked. You are a star. You shine so bright. And you're going to have your own Super Bowl moment.
Thank you. I miss him, you guys. I know you can tell. Okay, we're going to stop talking like this.
What's going on? That I just can't explain. What are these new inspirations that I can get out my brain? How am I gonna sleep with this feeling rushing all through my veins? Get up, come on, let's do something. Don't you wanna go get saved? Calling you to act, act upon every urge. You can't get no satisfaction if you ain't got the courage. I don't know what you're afraid of, I don't know what you heard. Get up, come on, let's do something. Don't you wanna know the word? Be streets of gold. They might try to get us crazy, cause they don't know what I've heard.
We got this new exaltation.
I'm talking about the word.
Who's gonna save us when them spiders get next to you? Spinning that stinky webs around. What you do? Safeguard against foggy tongue and the treachery of the wicked one. Get up, come on, let's do something.
Get up, come on, let's do something. No reason to feel this pain. Get up, come on, let's do something. Come on, go, let's get saved. Get up, come on, let's do something. No reason to feel this pain. Get up, come on, let's do something. Come on, go, let's get saved. Let's do something. Get up, come on, let's do something.
let's do something. Get up, come on, let's do something. If you wanna get up.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Only in my dreams she comes to see me. Only in my dreams she belongs to me. Strange as it may seem, I look forward to sleeping so that I may see her again. Slowly we make love while the full moon smiles at us. I like the way your hips sway through the sweet summer breeze. High from above I hear angels sing to us. And she looks at me and says, I love you, Tony. Dreams to me are my reality. All the love I feel's gotta be real. Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, I can never change the way I feel. Today she held my hands as we strolled down the Milky Way shores. Using our minds, we intertwined through another space and time. And then we took a swim through an ocean of red roses. Man, it feels so good, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Losing my mind.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Can't tell me it ain't real, man. She's my friend. And dreams to me are my reality. All the love I feel has gotta be real.
Gotta be real.
Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, can never change the way I feel. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. You can't tell me I'm not real. No, you can't tell me it's not real. She's my friend. You can call me crazy, 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 but she's my friend. Can't wait to fall asleep and see her again. Even though I'm in love with a fantasy, I can never change the way I feel. I'm so in love.
Ice cold.